Kurt and Kate Mornings, not just on the radio.
It's a podcast, too.
What does it mean to be a disciple of Christ? I mean, a real disciple of Jesus. Has the modern church replaced true discipleship with something that is, well, maybe a bit soft, maybe a bit shallow? Maybe we are a little lukewarm. We were talking about this. The guest that we were going to have on the show has written a book called Radical Discipleship, Uncompromising Conviction in a Hostile World. But we believe that God, he handles all the details of our conversations. And there were some challenges getting Hensworth Jonas to be with us. And so I was like, you know what? We need to talk about this anyway. And we did. And I'm glad we did. It's today's episode of the Kurt and Kate Mornings podcast. I think you're going to be challenged in a good way if you stick around. What does it mean to be a disciple of Christ? Has the modern church replaced true discipleship with a soft and maybe even cowardly and shallow version of Christianity? This is a big question, and there are so many ways to look at this. And again, it's challenging, but, you know, when we get together and we have these conversations, the one thing that we do not do is bury our heads in the sand, right? We need to challenge each other. As iron sharpens iron, so one believer sharpens another. And if you're listening this morning and you've been thinking about, you know what, I've kind of put Jesus on the back burner. You know, I'll have an order of whatever with a little Jesus on the side in my life. I'll have an order of the world, amusement, entertainment, but I want just enough Jesus to get me out of hell, fire insurance, just enough Jesus to comfort me when I face hard times, but I don't want enough Jesus to upset the apple cart in my life. I want to be able to manage him. Here's the deal. You cannot tame the lion of the tribe of Judah. It's like C.S. Lewis wrote about in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, about Aslan, his Christ figure, the lion. He's not safe, but he's good. I want to challenge you here this morning. That's why I wanted to talk with Hensworth about this. But I think we can talk about it even though it looks like we're not going to be able to connect with him for one reason or another. I believe that God ordains our conversations. I really do. Maybe we just need to talk about this amongst ourselves. The iron sharpening iron deal. Do you think that we have settled for a Jesus we can manage? Have you ever come to that crossroads in your life where you suddenly realize, wait a minute, what does it really mean to follow Jesus? I'm going to read in the Gospels, I'm going to read the New Testament with that question at the forefront. What does it mean to follow Jesus? He who wants to save his life, Jesus said, will lose it. But he who loses his life for my sake, he will find it. If you want to be my disciple, you need to take up your cross, die to yourself, in essence. Take up your cross daily. Deny yourself. And follow me. That's what he said. We, even as believers, still have that battle, don't we? Of course we do. We still battle sin, even though Jesus has given us the ultimate victory over it. There is guerrilla warfare going on in our heart. And we have an enemy, a very real enemy of our soul, who does not want us to follow Jesus and surrender everything to him. He wants us to keep something for ourselves. Total surrender, it seems scary. And we tend to look at people who really give up everything for Jesus. We admire them, but maybe we think they've gone off the deep end. Maybe they are fanatics. Maybe, just maybe, they are not balanced enough in their walk with Jesus. I have been called those things in my own life, even by people close to me. When I finally drilled down on this, and the Lord was so kind to me, when he called me back after I received Jesus at the age of 11, a genuine salvation experience, I'll never forget it, but I drifted away during my high school years, on into college, and even more so, believe it or not, into my 20s. But the Lord never gave up on me. He always reminded me he was there, and he was sending people my way to call me back home. And I believe that a lot of that had to do with the prayers of my mom, who still prays for me each and every day. And the Lord let me go so far, only so far. And then he said, enough. And he arranged a blind date with my wife. Going to be married 30 years coming up in October. She was a new believer. Blind dates do work out, I guess. It was our relationship that put me back. God used that to put me back on track. But that's not the end of the story. 3 years in, I've shared this story on the show before, we were at the point of divorce. And the Lord met me in a very powerful way. And I needed to make a decision. Am I going to follow him? Or am I going to follow my own feelings and plan? And I had a tremendous, huge encounter with God. At that moment, I was at the crossroads, but that was my surrender. God used that very difficult circumstance to bring me to the point of surrender where I was real with him. Not only was I back with him, I gave up everything for him. And there are little surrenders that we embrace each and every day. Self dies slowly. But I'm here to tell you, you should not be afraid to surrender everything to Jesus in your life, my brother and my sister. What you give up is nothing in comparison to what he will give you in terms of joy, in terms of fulfillment, meaning for your life, purpose, love for others. And he will use you. I don't deserve to be hanging out with you here this morning on the radio, Christian radio, Moody radio. Not on my best day, but it is God's grace and it is his mercy. And I love him so much. I will go wherever he wants me to go and do whatever he wants me to do. I've given him a blank check. What we call radical discipleship is what I call biblical discipleship. Would you agree with me on that?
Thank you for taking some time to listen to this episode of the Kurt and Kate Mornings Podcast. We always welcome a review with your thoughts and comments, and please feel free to subscribe and follow us as well.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Dan. Hey, Dan, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, brother. You know, one of the things I've noticed with so many Christians is they're not desperate. And they're lukewarm. You know, I found that through my suffering, and I've gone through a ton of suffering in my life, that the irony is that it brings me so much closer to God because I need him. I'm desperate. It's like oxygen.
Yeah.
You know, we take oxygen for granted until we don't have any. Then it's like pretty important. So I just want people to know if you're suffering, reach out to God. He's there. And I can tell you from firsthand experience that it's beautiful. It sounds crazy, but it's true.
Dan, you bring up some really good points here, of course, but can we really be a disciple of Jesus if we have not undergone some type of suffering. Well, we know that nobody gets out of this world without suffering one way or the other. That's for sure.
Man.
Yeah. Dan, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. So radical discipleship, what does that really mean to you? Do you think we stand out enough in our culture today? If it starts with us, not like, okay, I want to stand out and shine a bright light for Jesus. That's cool. That's great. But the way to do that, don't you agree, is to really, truly be a disciple of the Lord. And that means surrendering everything to Him. And, you know, self just, I don't know, you put self on the altar, try to kill it, it keeps wanting to climb off. That's the problem. Let's go to Glenn in Lakeland. Hey, Glenn, thanks for calling.
Hi, Kurt. Enjoy your program. To be a disciple to me means to follow Jesus. And God gave me the ministry of writing a Bible study on every event in the life and teachings of Jesus called Walking with Jesus. Says our Lord, Savior, and role model, how we can live our lives by His example.
Would you agree? That's great, Glenn. I love this. Would you agree that so many of us settle for much less of Jesus than what God wants to give us?
We have a tendency to take the easy route out. I'm in. We want the fast food fix. Give me 13 weeks, and I think I know everything. It takes time to build a relationship with Jesus Christ. This Bible study is a 3-year Bible weekly Bible study, just like Jesus' ministry was 3 years. You build a really passionate, personal, and powerful relationship with Jesus Christ when you study everything that He taught and did.
That's great. Hey, Glenn, can we get a hold of that Bible study somehow?
It's at www.wwj.bible. That's my website.
www.wwj.bible.
Walkingwithjesus.bible.
Okay.
www.wwj.bible.
Great. All right. That's fantastic. Glenn, thanks for calling, and how exciting. Thank you so much. Wow, that's wonderful. Thank you, my brother, for doing that. You might want to check that out, guys. Yeah, I'm going to be checking it out at lunchtime today. I'm going to the website here. I'm already planning my lunch. Let's go to Michael in Tampa. Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, Kurt?
Doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. Maybe some thoughts from you.
Yes, sir. So, you know, my thinking is, first of all, when we look at radicalness, well, then Peter, Paul, James, John, they were all radical because they believed in Jesus Christ and they did what He asked them to do and they trusted and loved Him. And so if we all do that, then we're all going to be radical. If we just do what He's asking us to do.
Yeah, Michael, it's like radical, what we call radical should be normal. And that's just the way it is. Wow. Thank you so much for calling. Hey, Trucker Carlos, I see you popping in on this. You want to share something with us early? That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, everybody. Yeah, just, you know, it is a thing that you when we follow Jesus, we put everything in His hands, and we listen, because a lot of people, lots of time we ask and we don't listen. The main thing is listening and be a disciple, because He will open the way. I went through quite a few experiences with my wife, and then at the end, I just surrender. Like, please, Lord, just guide me. I'll follow you. I'll do whatever it needs to be done. At the end, we got back together. Everything worked out fine. I even ended up taking a curriculum to be a good disciple of Jesus. Just follow Him, a lot of learning.
Mm. So it's follow Him and be obedient as He leads, right? It sounds simple, but boy, like I said, it can be difficult because we are still battling the sin nature that wants to mess us up.
Yes, it is.
Let's all agree together here as brothers and sisters that with the help of the Holy Spirit that we are going to be all in for Jesus. I don't want that to sound trite, like bumper sticker theology. Maybe today's your day where you're sick and tired of being sick and tired because you are sick and tired of being lukewarm. Jesus wants all of you. Give all of you to Him. Hold nothing back. Is it radical? I can call it radical. But again, what it really is biblical. That's what I want. What about you?
Thanks for listening to Kurt and Kate Morning's podcast. Please take a minute to follow, subscribe, and review us. And no matter where in the world you are, you can listen to us live from 6 to 9 a.m. weekdays on the Moody Radio app.